God bless you today and welcome to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Bonnie Gregory and I pray that these few minutes that I have with you right now that it will encourage your heart. Lord, I pray touch hearts today. Bring salvation to the lost. God, let them know that they must receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They must be born again, washed in the precious blood, and their sins will be washed away, never to be brought up against them ever again. Let them know that you're the only way to God the Father. Let them know that they must be born again. Thank you for your word and your precious grace. In Jesus' name, amen. In the book of Exodus, chapter 14, verse 21, this is such a powerful scripture. I want you to hear this. And the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and God made the sea dry land. In this portion of scripture, God's people had been delivered out of bondage. They had been slaves in Egypt for 400 years, and God had, through a mighty hand of miracles, delivered them. But when they came out of bondage, they were caught in a trap. Listen to what happened to them. They had the Red Sea in front of them. The mountains were on either side of them. And now Pharaoh and his army decided to come back and to recapture them and drag them off into bondage. In other words, they were between a rock and a hard place. Am I talking to anybody right now that you're between a rock and a hard place or between the devil and the deep blue sea? That's exactly where those statements come from. You might be between the devil and the deep blue sea, but I got good news for you. The same God that worked for them will work for you if you'll call out to him. God told Moses what Pharaoh was going to do before he even done it. And God told Moses, he said, you just stand still and see my salvation. And the Bible says that God caused a strong east wind to blow all that night. And I want you to know that God put a wall between God's people and the Egyptians. He put God's people in the light and the Egyptians were in the dark. And all night God blew by a strong east wind. And that wind didn't hurt his people or harm it, not one hair on the head, but it did stand the Red Sea up on its edge. And God dried up the land so they could walk through on dry land. And God worked, the Bible said, all night. Some of you are going through a dark night in your life. Some of you going through a time of darkness. But I come by to tell you that God is God in the night as well as God in the day. God can work in the daytime, but child, he's not limited to the nighttime. He can cause a strong east wind to blow in your life right now. No matter what it is, he can make a way for you. And when he makes a way for you, the enemy can't follow you. Because let me tell you, God let his children go through on dry land. He didn't even let the shoes get muddy. God didn't bring you out and save you to drop you off at the Red Sea. When we take our children to school, we drop them off and go home. But God don't do that. God don't drop you off and then go somewhere else. God stays with you. He stays with you from beginning to the end. He stayed with them when they came out of bondage. He was with them when they went down in it. He was with them through the bondage and he brought them out. And he was with them when they marched out. And he was with them when they faced the Red Sea. And then he was with them every day after that. And God brought them through. God worked all night for them, and then when daytime come, they marched through on dry land. But when Pharaoh and his army saw what they did, he tried to do the same thing. But God took off their chariot wheels, and they couldn't get to his people. And then the sea came in on God's enemies and destroyed them. Because you see, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. And let me tell you something, a heart cannot be hardened unless a heart has rejected God. Beware that you do not reject God. Beware that you don't reject his working in your life. God can work through you, work with you, and he can work out problems. He works in the night as well in the day. God, all that night, God worked for his people. God delivered them. And I'm telling you, no matter how dark your day may seem to be, God's working. You just stand still. And when the sea rolled back, God told Moses to move forward. And at the appointed time, you too will be able to move forward. And that's a word for somebody right now. You just stand still. But when the time comes, honey, God's going to move you forward. But you let God work for you, and God will show you his salvation this day. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the broadcast. And remember, God works in the night as well as in the day. Don't be discouraged and don't be dismayed.